Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
We have a couple box elder trees near our house. With the leaves off all the trees this time of year, its shape is quite distinctive. Plus, the trees are either male or female, and the female trees tend to hold on to their fruits well into the winter, making them rather conspicuous. Box elder is also known as Manitoba maple. It's a maple, Acer negundo. That's the same genus as the other maples in our region. If you look closely at the fruits, you can easily see the resemblance to the other maples. Box elder is a North Dakota native and can be found throughout the state on a variety of habitats ranging from mixed stands along rivers and streams to woody draws and hillsides, as well as shelter belts and occasionally as an ornamental. Its native range is roughly from Saskatchewan south to Texas, then eastward to New England and Georgia. Box elder has a rather poor reputation, occasionally characterized as trashy. They're rather fast-growing and short-lived trees, often with irregularly shaped or contorted branches. Plus, the branches are generally weak and subject to breakage, often facilitating heart rot. Then there's the associated box elder bugs, one of our more common nuisance insects. However, because box elder is cold and drought-hardy, it's been widely planted in shelter belts here in the northern Great Plains. Box elder, however, does have some interesting value for wildlife. The seeds of box elder are important food for a variety of animals, range from squirrels to songbirds. And those heart rot-ridden trees often support a whole community of invertebrates, such as insects and spiders, to help feed many small mammals and birds. And of course, as the heart rot often leads to the formation of suitable nesting cavities for a wide array of cavity nesting birds, such as chickadees and nuthatches, woodpeckers, wood ducks, kestrels, or sparrowhawks. There's another aspect of box elder that you might find useful. Remember that box elder is a maple. Come next spring, you could try making some box elder syrup. Remember Yul Gibbons and his book Stalking the Wild Asparagus? Gibbons notes in the book that all members of the genus Acer can be used to make maple syrup, even box elder. He goes on to say that he assembled a panel of tasters that couldn't detect any major differences between several species of maples, box elder included. So be on the lookout for this interesting tree in your area. Then next spring, you could even make a batch of box elder syrup, maple syrup. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botany. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.